A couple of years ago, I was attending a wake in a particular home. A man had died in sad circumstances, and the people from the Gospel Hall were taking his funeral. I remember sitting in that wake, and there was just a couple of us sitting in the living room, and this evangelist from the Brethren Assembly was talking to me, and he related a lovely story, and I thought it had a wonderful gospel application. Somebody that he had met was a young woman, and she was a student at university. And during the summer months, she worked as a lifeguard on some of the beautiful beaches that we have here up on the North Antrim coast. And he was talking to her and he said to her, "You know, you're quite small and quite slight." He said, "What happens if a big man like me is drowning out at sea? How on earth would someone as small as you rescue somebody like me, especially if I'm panicking and I'm struggling in the water?" She said to him, "Well, I would swim out to you. I would tell you to calm down. I would tell you to stop thrashing about because I'm here to rescue you. And if he doesn't calm down, I maybe swim around him once and I say the same thing again. You need to stop struggling, sir. You need to trust me to rescue you, to save you. Calm down. Stop trying to save yourself and I will get you into the shore." You know, the application was becoming quite clear as to what he was getting at. That girl could not save the drowning man until he stopped trying to save himself. He needed to trust that young girl completely, small and slight though she was, to rescue him, to save him, and to get him safely to shore. The application is very plain and very simple, isn't it? Unless we stop trying to save ourselves, Jesus Christ can't save us. As long as we try to put anything of our hands upon God's salvation, we can't be saved. Salvation is completely and absolutely and fully and finally, from beginning to end, salvation, Jonah said, is of the Lord. And there's a lovely verse here in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. You'll know the verse as well. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Maybe for years you've been trying to save yourself by attending church, by doing your best. I don't think anybody does their best all of the time, but maybe you've convinced yourself, "I'm trying my best. I go to church, I'm sincere, I'm earnest, I pray from time to time, I believe in God, and you know, surely somebody like me is going to get into heaven." No, sir. Jesus Christ came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Dr. Horatius Bonner was a Scottish preacher and hymn writer, a contemporary of Robert Murray McShane, along with his brother Andrew Bonner. And Horatius Bonner made this lovely statement. It summarizes the gospel message. He said, "Man is a complete sinner." And that's true, that's biblical. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The Bible says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. "I was born in sin, shapen in iniquity. There's none that doeth good, there's none righteous, there's none that seeketh after God. We are all as an unclean thing. We're dead in trespasses and sins. We're by nature the children of wrath." Those are all scriptural truths. Man is a complete sinner. But then Dr. Bonner said Christ is a complete Saviour. He was pure, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, higher than the heavens. He was God manifest in the flesh, fully God, fully man, two natures in one person forever. He knew no sin, he did no sin, he was without sin, in him is no sin. He was a complete Saviour. Man is a complete sinner, Christ is a complete Saviour, and Jesus Christ saves complete sinners completely. On the cross he cried out with victory and with triumph, "Finished." Or in our English Bible, the three words there, "It is finished." And then, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." He made a full atonement upon the cross. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement can it be. Hallelujah. What a Saviour. The book of Hebrews assures us, Hebrews 7:25, "Wherefore he," that's Christ, "is able to save them," that's us, "unto the uttermost, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us." Man is a complete sinner. Christ is a complete Saviour, and Christ Jesus saves complete sinners completely. Stop trying to save yourself. Trust in Christ. Throw yourself into His loving arms. Let Him save you and bring you safely one day to glory. Thank you for listening, and may you trust in Christ today if you haven't done so already.